Welcome to the VA HSR&D Investigator Insights podcast series. In this episode, HSR&D research content editor Maria Heck talks with investigator Polly Noel with the VA HSR&D Elizabeth Dole Center of Excellence for Veteran and Caregiver Research. They're discussing her work with veterans' experiences of healthcare system hassles among veterans who use both VA and VA and community care.
I have been affiliated with VA one way or another since the late 90s, and currently I am affiliated with the recently funded Elizabeth Dole Center of Excellence for Veteran and Caregiver Research. And for this particular project, I've been collaborating with the VA Care Coordination Query Program on their specific project on the Coordination Toolkit and Coaching Initiative, and collaborating along with their investigators at the Greater Los Angeles VA, as well as some of my colleagues at the South Texas Veterans Healthcare System, Aaron Finley and Lauren Penny.
What brought you to the VA, and what brought you to health services research, and why do you stay?
Well, that's a good question. I guess after I completed my doctorate in clinical health psychology, I returned to San Antonio, where I grew up, and got connected with Jackie Pugh, actually on a non-VA project. But after we had worked together for a couple of years, she and her colleagues invited me to collaborate with them on an application to VA Center of Excellence that we were awarded, and the Veterans Evidence-Based Research Dissemination Implementation Center, or VERDICT, that was funded for over a decade. Mm-hmm. And really enjoyed the work with an interdisciplinary group of clinicians and social scientists. And I'm really dedicated to the VA. I think they do great work. Although I've also done non-VA research, but might be part of, because my father was a World War II veteran and prisoner of war, I just really am passionate about the VA and helping to contribute to the work and its commitment to the veterans.
Veterans can use VA care, but they can also go outside of the VA care system, particularly if they're older and if they have Medicare coverage.
Correct.
And now, with the Mission Act, it's expanding the amount of choice that veterans have to get their care. So I would assume that that can lead to different kinds of problems with care coordination. If you're getting care in the community, maybe a veteran might not necessarily, their physician in the community might not be communicating with their physician at VA. So there might be some dropouts of information. And specifically, your work focused on healthcare hassles, which we all go through whether we use the VA or not. So talk a little bit about this project.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, dual care use has been associated with care fragmentation, duplication of services, and other quality gaps. And so this project, we capitalize on the baseline data from the CTAC project to look at this issue. And the baseline data was actually collected prior to the implementation of the Mission Act. And so we were able to just evaluate the healthcare system hassles that veterans were experiencing under the community access standards that existed at that time, and in providing sort of a baseline, if you will, that we will be also looking at with our follow-up analysis.
So what might be an example of some of the hassles that you were assessing?
Well, we were using a questionnaire, the Healthcare Systems Hassle Questionnaire, which is a 16-item questionnaire. It was specifically developed to look at problems or hassles, if you will, that primary care patients, especially those with either multimorbidity mm-hmm. or complex medical conditions, might be likely to experience with their general health care. Things like poor communication between different healthcare providers, as opposed to problems that might arise with a specific provider at a specific encounter. and the questionnaire is recognized by the Agency of Healthcare Research and Quality as a measure of care coordination. So we're using it as the primary outcome for the coordination toolkit and coaching project, and analyze the patient responses on the baseline survey for this particular questionnaire.
Was there an outcome that was unexpected? Something that you saw and you thought, wow, that really surprised me?
Well, I would say the top five hassles that we identified were the same as the top five hassles that we identified when we first developed the questionnaire over a decade ago.
Wow, that's really fascinating.
And also, at least four of those five hassles were also identified as top hassles, or reported as the most frequently experienced hassles by investigators in the UK, as well as another group in the Los Angeles VA for a different project. So the persistence of some of these care coordination hassles, I think, is a little bit surprising, especially given the VA's efforts to improve care coordination and other aspects of care delivery with the implementation of its version of the patient-centered medical home, the PACT, because one of the goals and expectations of PACT implementation was that it would improve care coordination.
Right.
And to me, this is purely speculative, but I mean, it would suggest that these particular problems are particularly tough nuts to crack, if you will. And I think will suggest that additional efforts are needed, maybe thinking outside of the box in terms of different ways that we might assist veterans. Maybe they can't be completely avoided, but to diminish their experience of these problems.
Is there anything that you could also speculate on what these particular five things might be attributable to? Are they systemic? Are they cultural?
Given the complexity of our healthcare system, and especially when you add on layers of having to navigate across two or more systems of care for the dual care users, maybe it's not surprising that these are particular problems for primary care patients in general. But, you know, there's always the hope that with new health information technology and perhaps with increased bi-directional communications, that might help to alleviate some of these issues. But I think given that patient experience questionnaires typically indicate that, you know, kind of basic communications and interpersonal exchanges also make contribute a lot to patients' perceptions of healthcare quality, I think that the kind of that relational piece will always be important as well, and we can't overlook that piece and just rely on technology alone. So I think just better communication with between providers,
right,
whether it's within system or across systems, as well as better communication with patients and their families will go a long way.
If there were an outcome, such as a policy change, a practice guideline, an ideal outcome from this work, what is it that you'd like to see be the result?
Well, I think the ultimate goal for all of us at VA is to improve patient experience and outcomes. And I think that the big policy change has already happened in terms of the Mission Act, because once again, these data were collected prior to its implementation. And I think that there's a lot of expectation and a lot of research questions that will be generated by the Mission Act. I know the Mission Act has generated some concerns about increased expectations for care coordination for veterans who are navigating VA to community care. Our results indicate that, on average, dual care users do experience more hassles. And I think VA and hopefully us in HSR&D will be working on, you know, what are the best ways to try and reduce the experience of hassles for those veterans who are going to be dual care users. And I know the VA's, you know, wants to be the healthcare system of choice, and we'll be striving towards that end, but there are some veterans for whom there are a number of reasons that have been identified why they might use more than one healthcare system, mm-hmm. such as the Medicare beneficiaries, mm-hmm. the ones who, due to geographical barriers, right. are not able to access VA in a timely manner. But I know the VA is looking at new strategies to mm-hmm. try and connect veterans to the VA, mm-hmm. where that hadn't been possible before. But for those who might still be using dual care in the future, what are the best ways to help those veterans?
Do you think it's possible to go forward 5 years and maybe one of those, and do this work a little bit again, and maybe one of those five hassles would hopefully be diminished?
Absolutely. That would be wonderful.
You'll wait and see.
Yeah.
What does working in the VA mean for you personally and professionally? I mean, you did touch on that. Your father was a World War II veteran as well as a prisoner of war. So this must be very personal work for you.
Well, I'm proud of the work that VA and HSR&D has done, and the contributions to veterans' health care, but also to...
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding podcast are concerned with the scope of recently concluded or ongoing VA HSR&D funded research and do not necessarily reflect current or to be implemented VA policy. To learn more about this research, visit the VA HSR&D website at www.hsrd.research.va.gov.
Healthcare in general.